I want to do an interview today with one of my very good friends, Adam Tallamy. He is a life purpose coach, and he's helped me loads and loads with lots of things, but also with life purpose over the years. And I just want to say hi to Adam, first of all. Hello, hello.
Hello, Penny. Nice to see you. Always good to chat.
Always good to chat. People who are listening to this, what are we hoping that they're going to get from it?
I want to give people an insight into what life purpose is, what it's all about, what's in it for them, give them some pointers on how they can start the journey just by themselves straight away, and then just sort of demystify it a little bit, because, you know, you hear the term bandied about, but no one kind of really knows what it's about, right? And it's only when you really start to get into it, listen to some podcasts or watch some videos, read some books, that you get a bit more of a feel for it, to help people and inspire them to take action if that's for their highest good.
Oh, this sounds juicy. Okay, so I guess I want to start by talking on some of the ways that you've actually helped me with life purpose. And I guess the journey for me around life purpose has not been linear. It's not been, boom, it's just dropped in, there we go, I know what I'm doing. I suppose that's another thing as well, is we're going to talk about what life purpose is, because I've heard you say it's not just about your career or your job or the way that you earn money, like it's much more than that. But so I'll ask you that soon. But at the moment, I guess the first question I want to know, is it the same for everyone? How it's been for me, which is kind of like up and down, this little bit drops in here, you get this bit of information, then you follow through on that, and then you get the next bit of information? Or do some people go, boom, this is what you should do, done, and it stays the same for the rest of their life?
So thankfully there's you and one other of my clients that we've worked on it for years. And you've kind of mirrored my own journey, I guess, in terms of having to get to a certain place to be able to be strong enough to be able to receive it, right? But for virtually everyone else, it can be found, life purpose can be found within like 2 months. And I've refined the process down and down over the years. We've got it down to typically between 4 and 8 weeks. Which is really cool, because it used to be a lot harder. With all due respect to you, you were helping me to learn how it really works and what can happen, what doesn't always happen, and how we can help people easier. And off the back of that, I created a hero process, which is my life purpose methodology. A lot of it is about, you've got to lay the foundations. You've got to help people get to a point where they're ready to receive their life purpose. And I say receive.
And what does that mean, to be ready to receive your life purpose? I mean, because like, surely most people would just want to know, right?
Yeah. I mean, everyone who comes either wants to know, or there are about 10% of people who do know, but they're by far the exception. To be ready to receive it basically means, one, you feel good enough, because a lot of people don't. And a lot of people are kind of like, oh, it's just such a big deal. That's my dog, Cooper. We'll probably maybe leave that in or edit it out later. So look, maybe 10% of the people that I come across are already working on it. They kind of just embarked on it. They knew what their real passion was, and they were excited and they went for it. And those people come to me because they then want help to work through the blocks to take it to the next level. For everyone else, the vast majority of people, it's kind of, they have no idea what it is. For them, it's a case that there are some exercises to do, but there's typically kind of some fears and some doubts that needed to be dealt with first. You have to get to a place where you feel in a good place. And you have to deal with the kind of the face-to-face kind of fears, the doubts, the insecurities that come up around kind of doing something like that. And for a lot of people, it's like, it could be so huge. How would I even cope with that? Or will it mean I've got to leave my job? Or, you know, what would my partner say? What would my friends say if I just changed trajectory? There's a lot of societal pressure on people, familial pressure. And most people never even dare to ask the question, because it's just too much, the potential consequences. Everyone goes, no, I just want to find it. Everyone thinks that. but there's always some blocks. Otherwise, you'd be living it already. You have to get deep into the unconscious to find out what's going on there.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Like, oh my God, this is the thing that I'm bringing through into the world, and that's my responsibility. And then it's like, how do I do that? Who am I to do this? I'm not good enough.
And to reassure people, I've very rarely seen it that they need to kind of leave their job the next day. You know, that doesn't happen. It tends to come to you in a bite-sized amount that you can, it will stretch you, but it won't kind of mean you've got to change your whole world overnight. And I call it iterations. You kind of get iterations of your life purpose. So you start off with something smaller that you have to work towards, and then once you've, that normally takes a maybe 6 months, maybe up anything up to a couple of years, and then when you're able to fulfill that first iteration, you get the next big piece, which is again is exactly the same. It's going to stretch you a bit, it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. And by the way, life purpose is about living outside your comfort zone. It's not for the faint-hearted. I don't want to put anyone off, but it's going to push you, and it's all about growing and being able to then fulfill what you're really here to do.
Why I wanted to talk to you today is that when we've had our conversations about the arenas, if you like, that really stretch and push us to expand and to grow and to enjoy our lives more, really, which is what expansion and growth is all about. The way you talk about life purpose is the same way that I talk about relationships. It's like when you're in a relationship, because obviously we're in relationship with everything, with food, with people, with ourselves, all of this. So this is really how I'm seeing things, is we're in relationship with things, and that world will reflect things back to us. And so the way that you've spoken about life purpose, obviously I'll hand it over to you, is something like when you are interacting with your purpose, when you are either skirting around it or being like, oh, that's it, I'm freaking out, it's that same kind of thing that challenges you in that same way. Do you want to elaborate more on that?
It's amazing that your focus is relationships and mine is life purpose, because those are, to my mind, without a shadow of a doubt, the two areas where you're going to grow most and fastest. I mean, for relationships, right? It's like, it's sometimes like you've got to put your battle helmet on and deal with the kind of, you know, those intimate heart-wrenching sort of issues that can come up. And that person is such a perfect mirror for you that it's quite insane, actually. Life purpose is like that too. It's maybe not quite as confronting even as relationships, but it is going to push you. And your purpose is going to be something that's going to force you to grow. And as it gets bigger, as the iterations come in, you're going to have to go outside your comfort zone. Maybe if I give you an example of how mine has developed. So my purpose started off, the first iteration was, and by the way, it just dropped into my mind one day. I was at a meditation workshop. It dropped into my mind completely out of the blue. I'd been searching for it and asking, but it comes, there's divine timing sometimes. So it dropped in and it came in fully formed sentence or two sentences. And it was to stand tall and proud in my light and to spread light and love around the world. And at the time, I was, you know, that felt good. It had a really nice, it kind of has an electric energy when you find your life purpose. It's like, you know, that's it, even if it isn't exactly what you would have imagined. So you never get the kind of, you're here to save the galaxy, right? Which everyone thinks, which blows people's minds. It's always smaller bite size. So what I took from that pretty much straight away is that, by the way, I used to have a terrible fear of public speaking. There was a time when I was doing a presentation for my business back in the day, and I got so overwhelmed with it, I had to go and lie down in the boardroom for 30 minutes before I could even think about doing it. And I was only introducing the speakers. You know, I joined the public speaking organization Toastmasters, and I started going every week to that. I did about 7 or 8 speeches, I think. And after about 18 months, I just had the intuition, I had the sense, you know, I'm done with this now. And pretty much straight after that, the next iteration dropped in. The next iteration was to help 1 million people. So I was like, okay, that's a big number, right? So that pushed me a little bit more. That's when I went out and set up a podcast. That's when I set up, you know, all my social media, started really putting content out there. So it always seems to build on the previous iteration and take it like to the next level. And you know, that pushed me, took me outside my comfort zone, started interviewing people, being interviewed, and you grow each time, right? Because I was trying to reach a lot more people and have that potentiality to for a million people, to help a million people. Now look, it wasn't that I then helped a million people, at least that I'm aware, but you have to get to a point where you have that capability, and then once you're at that point, then the next level, the next iteration comes in. That's often how it is. It's not necessarily that you've got to fulfill it completely. The next iteration comes in, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I think I'm on about my sixth iteration now.
Wow.
But it's been 10 years, so, you know.
And so I remember telling you about a mutual friend of ours' dream for life purpose, and this was a big inspiration for you in really realizing that helping people with their life purpose is going to completely change the world. And so I'd love you to talk a little bit more about that, because also in the Maori culture here, the original people of New Zealand, they would have a tohunga, a wise person, who would notice like what the young children are doing. Well, everyone would notice, but maybe that would be the main noticer, and they would notice from a young age and then support and encourage the children into doing the things that their soul or their spirit was meant to do, and rather than being like, you should be an accountant. And so that used to be the way of doing things, and I feel like we have lost those traditions of encouraging people into what they're innately desiring and loving to do. So yeah, I'd love to hear you talk about your inspiration coming from our friend.
Yeah, I just love what she experienced. So she had a vision. So this was our friend, mutual friend Kim. And she had a vision. She was basically meeting with these people who lived in a different world or a different dimension. She wasn't sure which. And they lived a life and a world based on life purpose. So, and they could also observe her and our world, and they couldn't believe how things operated based on money, based on, you know, how people were living in debt and ill health and not doing what they really wanted to do. And they were just shocked. And Kim, for her part, was able to ask them lots of questions to understand more about it. And she was totally enamored with their way of living as well, and it just blew her away. And she told me about it, and I was like, wow. I mean, that felt straight away to me like, that's possible here. Why not, you know? And we've certainly reached a zenith. We've gone as far as potentially we can go with capitalism. I mean, it's already started to shift, right? A lot of the old systems are falling apart, falling away. And there's a need for something to fill that void. So I'm super excited. And that's a perfect segue into the latest iteration of my life purpose, which is basically to bring life purpose into the hearts and minds of men, or of mankind, let's put it that way. So my vision, my dream, if you like, is to create that world based upon life purpose. It's to have people going home for the weekend to see mom or see friends and to be asked, hey, how's your life purpose going? What do you mean you're not living it? Why, you've shoved it? What? Oh my God, I can't believe it. But I'm doing this. And for those conversations, iterations to be happening all the time, even when you're at the pub, you're out with old friends. And why not, right? Why not? And if I think back 20, 30 years, yoga was quite the odd thing. And if you did yoga, you were a little very alternative. You were kind of probably a vegan, which back then was also unusual. And now look at it, it's everywhere. It's kind of just considered as normal. So why not, I would say. And I think the world would look incredibly different if we had this shaman or whatever, looking at children from a very young age and helping them step into their purpose. And that was a lot of their education could be based around that. I mean, it could go in so many different directions.
Yeah, amazing. It's so beautiful. And I love that inspired you so much. And yeah, how incredible to be literally living in a world where people get to fulfill what is in their hearts and their souls. And they're like, this is what I'd love to do. And then when they're doing that, they're helping a huge number of other people, whether it's art or dance or accountancy, whatever it is, they're just like really loving that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really think that a lot of the depression and unhappiness and mental health issues are related to not having any sort of form or sense of purpose. And people, so many people feel either stuck or lost or hopeless. And if once you know your life purpose, that acts as kind of a North Star, something that you often hear people say it's a North Star. And no matter what's happening, even if the world is completely falling apart around you, you have that sense of direction. And you know, the more you kind of align your day-to-day activities to that, the better, because it gets you out of bed, it makes you feel better. And look, it's not easy. It is not a panacea, right? It's not a silver bullet, which some people seem to suggest it is. It's freaking hard sometimes living your purpose. You're going to have to face your fears, doubts, insecurities, look at yourself in ways that you probably wouldn't otherwise. It can be really challenging, but it's also really super invigorating and fun. I look at it like this. Life purpose is the carrot that the universe dangles to get you to work on yourself and to continue to look at yourself, to grow. And for me, that's the meaning of life. We're here to grow and to find more happiness. And how else are you going to do it if there's not something like pulling you towards it?
Absolutely. You're drawing my attention to another conversation that's been coming up recently with different people around you should love what you do. And by what you do, they're specifically referring to your job, the way that you earn money. And so I'd really love to know what your take on that is because some people are like, well, your job is just there to support you and, you know, it should be okay. But do you really need to love your job? Other people are like, you shouldn't love your job because then you ruin that thing. They're like, well, if I do what I, this was actually a friend of Phil's was saying, he loves the outdoors, he loves nature, he loves hiking. And so then he tried to do it as a job. He got a job doing that, helicopter dropping them in, walking, you know, checking out biodiversity, whatever it was. And then he hated it. And that was kind of taking him away from what he really loved. And so then he has now moved away from the hiking kind of arena. He's still involved with nature, but, and so he kind of didn't want to ruin that. So I'd love to know, what is your take on should you love what you do for money? And is that your life purpose?
No, it's a really, really good question. I've never been asked that. I've got a similar story, actually, funny enough. I love skiing. It's one of my passions. And I did a few seasons as a ski guide years ago. And I did get to a point where I was like, oh, you know, this is just really tedious and boring because you're skiing really slowly with people who don't ski that well, you know. So I relate to that. That said, I don't feel purpose is quite like that. Partly because it's always developing, growing and changing, and the challenges shift and change. And it will be something you're passionate about and excited about, but it's not plain sailing. So there's always a challenge, you know, you're always going to be moving forward when you're doing it.
It's different than like, say, for example, someone who really loves to dance or someone really loves to surf, and then they're going to probably do that every day of their life. They're probably going to have that in their life, but maybe that is not the way that they help and support the world and perhaps earn money.
Yeah. So I've not had someone whose hobby or passion, like dance, for example, has turned to be their life purpose, but it's completely possible. I don't know. What I can tell you is no one that I've ever worked with has ever got bored with their purpose. It's just not a thing. And I think if you did, you wouldn't keep doing it for long, you know, you'd give up. There's such a magnetic quality to your life purpose that it will get you out of bed and it will keep getting you out of bed, even when it's really hard, even when you're feeling a rock bottom. you're going to want to kind of keep moving forward. And that might be, it might not be that you're taking physical actions, but you're going to want to heal or work through the issues that are coming up so you can get back to that thing.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's so important. It's because if you think about people who are activists around the world for different things, like saving turtles or whatever it is, they tend not to just get bored of that and be like, meh, I'm not really interested in them anymore. I'm going to go and work as a lawyer or something.
No, absolutely. I mean, when you, yeah, it is different. Actually, it's worth mentioning that there are different types of purpose as well, which maybe builds on what we were just talking about. So that you can give purpose to something in your life, like saving turtles, if you happen to love turtles, for example. And that can be a really amazing and valuable thing. And any type of purpose is good. It's going to uplift you. But your true purpose is something that's different. That's something given to you by the universe, by God, by your soul, call it what you will. And it can be something that you're immediately passionate about and love, but it can also be something slightly left of field.
Do you have some examples of some left of field purposes?
So one of my clients recently, she was trying to decide what her purpose was. She had worked in lots of different fields, and her purpose came through, her initial purpose, and it was basically to help create healing spaces. And she's done some healing, she's done some interior design, but it wasn't what she was expecting. It was a little bit kind of like, oh, okay. And yet at the same time, she was like, oh, but it feels really exciting. Like, and she wanted to get away and research and find out more about it and what could it be. And I had loads of ideas just because I'm super interested in that area for her. So, you know, that took her off on a journey, and her initial sort of thing she had to go and do was go and research, go and talk to people, go and find out more. And we'll see where that's going to lead her. It's still early days for her. And sometimes it takes, once you get your purpose, it takes a little while for the dust to settle and for you to really kind of get to grips with what it's about.
I'm starting to see why you've called your process that you guide people through the hero process, because we've heard of the guy's name who talked about that, the hero's journey.
The hero's journey. Yeah. Life purpose is the hero's journey.
Yeah. And so what's the guy's name?
I always forget his name too.
Anyway, him.
But for anyone who doesn't, I mean, how could you not know what we're talking about from our description of it?
Exactly. It's the best description you could ever have. The dude who talked about the hero's journey. People have heard of him, some people have not. You can feel free to look him up at your will. But I'm seeing that, you know, there's different iterations. I've felt that for myself. You've been given something like, oh, this is your piece. And you're like, whoa, okay, off I go and I'll work on that. And then different fears are going to come up. Different doubts are going to come up. Different who am I to do this is going to come up.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone who doesn't know about the hero's journey, it's a study, if you like, and a book written about the general theme of classical stories and myths. And there's always a kind of a reluctant hero almost who steps forward. He's faced with lots of challenges. He has loads of fears and doubts, insecurities, and he has to overcome them. And eventually he returns home as the conquering hero. A good contemporary example of it is Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, for example, where Bilbo or Frodo, I forget which one's which now, have to leave the Shire, right, which is nice and safe. That represents all of our kind of homes and secure worlds that we're familiar with. And they have to go out into the world and face some very dark forces. I mean, typically, you know, it's the hero's journey for me, or the hero process that I talk about is about facing those fears and doubts in yourself. it's you're only ever against yourself, right? So
Joseph Campbell.
Joseph Campbell, I so know you just Googled that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Genius. Yeah, so it is the hero's journey. And what people need actually is some tools that they can work through those fears, doubts, and insecurities. So that's partly what I teach my students and clients is how do you face yourself? How do you work through that stuff? It's not always easy. Bonus is you become the hero of your own life. I mean, you become the person that you've always wanted to be deep down, even if you haven't acknowledged it before. You want to be that person who's confident, who's moving forward, who's having success, and who people seem to be magnetically attracted to. That's
how this links into relationships as well, because obviously that is it's probably many ways, but that is the thing, is that you become the center of your own life. You become the hero of your own life. You see yourself in this whole entirely different way. And then people, the right person, and also not just talking about romantic relationships, right? Our friendships are crucially important to our lives. And so are our business relationships and our community relationships. And then the right people are magnetized towards you, the right people who want to work with you, who want to be in a relationship with you, who want to be your friends, who want to do business with you, they come to you then. And so, this is what you're talking about as well, is that your life purpose will be magnetized to you, and the people who perhaps maybe are going to support you in that role, or you're going to support them.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's interesting. I've never spoken about this topic, but the synchronicities when you start to follow your life purpose are insane. And people come in and you're like, how has that even happened? At times it seems a little bit miraculous. But they all are there to help you, but that doesn't mean that they're all good actors. So actually you're also going to attract, I'm probably putting people off here, but you're also going to attract people that are going to come in who are going to trigger you, who are going to upset you, who are going to pee you off, frankly. And they're just showing you a part of yourself that doesn't feel good enough, that doesn't feel strong enough, that isn't resilient, that is there to be healed.
So it's like come in, you're like, yeah, I've got my life purpose. It's to do X. And then you go for it. And then somebody literally comes in and goes, who are you to do that? What are you even doing? That's going to fail. Nobody needs that.
Oh my God. That is so on point. I told you a story once where I was telling someone what my purpose was, and they literally laughed at me for about 15 minutes, hysterical, laughing in my face, going, don't be so ridiculous. Who do you think you are? And it wasn't just this one guy, by the way. And I actually had a bet with him that I was going to achieve it. And the bet was that if I did, he was going to fly me to Paris for lunch. I'm still working towards it, but it's going to happen. And I'm going to relish. That's going to be the best lunch ever.
Adam's in London, by the way, just in case you thought he was in New Zealand, because that would be quite a trip.
I might fly to New Zealand just for the sake of him flying me back.
Amazing. So sometimes, as we're aware from me following my heart, which is a big piece of following your life purpose, is you're listening to these big iterations that come through, no matter what you're manifesting. And life purpose, well, I suppose this is the first short question before we go into that story, is for you, does life purpose, does it encompass everything? Is it kind of, does it include where you're living, the house that you might be living in, the country? Does it include your partner, your health? Does all that kind of come into life purpose, or is that not so much something you focus on or find comes up?
That's a good question. It's a part of it, but it's not the primary part. Those certainly around partner and family and friends, that normally comes up when the person has fears or doubts about how them stepping out of their previous way of being and starting to live their purpose. There's anxiety around how that will be met. So that's when it comes up. But generally speaking, other than that, no, it doesn't come up much at all. It tends to be that here's your purpose and you get on and go for it on an individual basis. And the partner or the friends will be the ones that will push back to you to show you where you don't quite believe it yourself. And actually, this is about faith and trust, actually, is what we're talking about. I'm not religious per se, but in the Bible, there's a lot of talk about have faith, right? And it seems to be presented as blind faith. So just trust, just have faith. And in my experience, especially when working life purpose, it's actually much more than that. Trust and faith is a muscle. When you come out of trust and faith, you're freaking out. You're like, oh, but this isn't happening. I've been trying to do this for so long. It's never going to work out, blah, blah, blah. That's when you come out of trust and faith. And then you need to clear those fears and doubts. And then you need to come back into it. Otherwise, you would never stay on this path, because there'd be too many question marks, you know, especially when it starts to get bigger. It's like, well, how on earth can I ever achieve that? So that in itself, you'd need to work through, you know, who am I to do that huge thing? Like that's ridiculous, you know? So yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So I wanted to just share a little bit about the story, which is life purpose, but it's also crosses over into really following your heart and listening to your guidance and speaking about that trust that you were talking about. And that is the story that you were very aware of. A couple of years ago, I think it was probably the beginning of, what are we now? We're end of 2023. So it must have been the beginning of maybe 2021. And I said to you, let's tune in and see what the next most important piece is for us. And it was really talking about our life purposes, like, you know, bringing through our missions to the world and what is that piece coming up. And so we both felt into what is the thing that we needed to focus on the most. I can't remember what came up for you at the time, but for me, it was have a baby. And I was just like, what? And I feel like this is always with me. I get something that is not expected. Like I remember once, would have been, I don't know, five at least years before that, tuning in and saying, okay, what's the next most important thing for my business? My main business at that time was being a personal trainer, but I was also doing a lot of coaching and healing. And no, it would have been more than 5 years. It would have been 10 years ago. Oh my God, how's it happened? Anyway.
At least 10 years since I've known you. So.
This next piece, I was like, well, yeah, what is the important bit that's coming through? And it said, go to Denmark and do a week-long parkour camp, whatever it's called, event. And I was just like, what? I didn't have any money at the time. I had like an almost maxed out credit card, just enough to kind of buy the tickets and the flights. And I was just like, kept asking, no, seriously, for my business, what's the next most important thing? And it kept saying, go to Denmark, go and do it. I was just like, what the hell? So anyway, I booked my tickets and went. And so many things came through from that, also about giving me faith and courage in my healing, because I was sitting in the middle of the field doing life alignment. And this, I had this queue of people waiting for me to work on the injuries and stuff. And wow. At that time, I was a bit like, oh, this is a bit weird. Who's going to be into this? And then all these big, burly guys are sitting there going, yeah, can you fix my shoulder? Wow. So that was a very interesting, like very left field thing for me. But I suppose this thing coming in saying, okay, the next thing for you to focus on is having a baby. And so then I have cleared so many things to own that. At the time, I was still very adrenally fatigued. So my energy was quite low. And the thought of having a baby was quite exhausting. So I was battling with the, I'm exhausted, and yes, this would be cool, and all of these different things. And also knowing that my partner, from before, you know, we knew each other 3 years before we got together, he didn't want kids, and I knew that. And so then I had to move through first admitting this is what I wanted, and then getting to the point of speaking to him about it, and then we had so many different things to move through. And then getting to the point, still working through some health things. It's like, okay, when are we going to start trying? I'm getting older, blah, 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 all of this kind of stuff. And then getting pregnant. And then 3 months later, losing the baby. And it's like, whoa. And I remember I had this option, I had this opportunity at the time after we lost the baby to be like, I have the chance to be like, what the hell? Why did this come through? Question everything, get so angry. And it kind of came up briefly, but I knew so solidly underneath it that it was still the right thing. And I had to process all the emotions and everything. And it's only been just over a month since it happened. And I'm so grateful for so many things that happened in that whole experience. But for our little baby girl, Soraya, her name is, coming through and being with us for that short period of time. And it's been so powerful. It's been so energy shifting, life changing. I now have this period of time. I've committed to seeing this amazing functional nutritionist to get my health at a great place, to get my energy at a great place. I'm now got this mission to really support women into their dreams, whether it be a baby or not, and anything to do with relationships, right? And I just feel even more connected to that. I feel even more grateful for being here and grateful that instead of, oh my God, this baby came in and just left and what the hell was the point of that? I just feel so grateful for having her touched our lives for that amount of time. And that has come from, you know, so much of just deep being with that and trusting. And so when you are in that place of trust, because I never would have imagined that if I had imagined that story before it happened, I never would have imagined I could have been in this place of such gratitude for something so, so painful happening. And so it may not sound like the best advertisement for people to kind of follow their hearts, to follow their life purpose, but the thing is, when you stay on the path, no matter what comes up, the most beautiful things open up for you.
Yeah. I mean, I can add a few other things that huge benefits that you've received. I mean, already there's a great catalog there, right? But I know your relationship with your partner has got a lot better and deeper even than it was, and it's great already. But so that's incredible as well, right? And the other thing that it helped you heal some real deep wounds from your father passing, right? Which have been really affecting your whole life ever since then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's been some huge pieces that have shifted completely. So yeah, and ultimately allowing me to connect to more of the people that I'm supporting and to be fulfilled in my life,
which I hope you don't mind me saying that, you know, the your father dying had completely unconsciously, right, we don't know these things on a mental level, but it had been affecting you, allowing good things to come into your life ever since.
I blocked that off, and I did it at one point very consciously, because I was like, nothing good can come from this. And I was so like incensed with rage when we found out that Dad had this this type of insurance and we would receive money from him dying. I was so angry because I was like, no, nothing good can come from this. Whereas where I am now with losing Soraya, it was like immediately different positive blessings and awarenesses and pieces of light really just kept coming in. And just like that Japanese art form, I think it's called kintsugi, they fill cracks with gold. And it feels like I'm completely different now, but there's so much more light within me because of that. And so
you are so different. And it was, I mean, it's hard to believe it was only a month ago, but you've changed so much from that experience, and so much for the better.
Yeah. And I think it's not a popular thing to say that from something so painful, beautiful blessings have come. And I think the important thing to say is that if something like that happens, it doesn't mean you're saying, I'm glad that shit thing happened. Because you're never saying that. You're saying that I'm grateful to be where I am, and I am receiving out of this compost, you know, out of this scraps and bits and stuff that we don't choose and don't want. We're composting that, and we're bringing in so much light and so much beauty. And that's all we're saying. But I feel like we're getting slightly off track from the life purpose chat now.
Well, you know, we are and we aren't, because this is such a great example of the sort of work that can come up when you're doing this. You know, you wouldn't wish that experience on anyone.
No.
And yet it has been such an incredible blessing.
Yeah.
And often the most difficult things, the most challenging confrontations, the worst things in life that can happen, there is light within that. There's to my perspective is there's a huge gift in everything. The universe has our backs, and it doesn't give you more than you can deal with, even when you feel completely broken, which, you know, it's not gloss over. You know, you felt completely broken, understandably, for, you know, when it first happened. Of course, there was a lot of crying, right? And to be understood, right? But So every step of the way, even with life purpose, whether it's life purpose or you know what you've been through, which was also about following your heart, it's always guiding you to take you to the places that you need to go to grow, to heal, because it healed so much past trauma that how else would that have come up? You know, it's
exactly
hard.
Yeah, exactly. It for me, it is like the pain connects into the past pain, and then if you are acknowledging this pain, it can pull that out, and then you get the transformation from this, and you get the transformation from this, because there is light with every piece of buried treasure, right? And you, when you go into the darkness, you can pull them out. Mocking my hand gestures.
I'm doing a little bit of a hand gesture which you probably couldn't see, but amusing. So look, it's an amazing journey. Life purpose in itself is the most incredible journey a person can ever take. It's going to take you to places that you would never otherwise go, and it will keep taking you to those places, and life will just keep getting better and better, and you will become the hero of your own life, and you'll be so grateful that it all unfolded as it did, even when you're going through the times. Because you kind of knew, right? You knew that it was going to be all a blessing, even when that horrific thing was happening. Because you've been through so many similar types of things over the years. Even when you're broken, there's still a deep knowing that actually this is going to work out.
Yeah, there is. I mean, when you're with something so fresh and in shock, your body still goes through those things, and I think that's really important to note. And you need to allow your body to go through those things, because they're chemical reactions that are happening, and the fear, the anger, the pain, all of that coming up, the things that you want to think, the things you want to say, the why is this happening, all of that stuff still came up, and I just let myself do it, because that's just exactly what I needed to go through. And if I had then tried to block that off and pretend that I was processing straight away, I mean, that was a part of the processing, then I would have still been here doing this. And so you have to honor exactly what comes up for you at that moment. And then there is a point where you'll start to realize, okay, this is now available for me. I can feel through this piece. I need this kind of support. And those things will come up. But yeah, it does help. I mean, I'm aware that I'm in a very unique position with the fact that emotional processing is just like breathing for me, and that I have so much support of healers and coaches all around me to support me, that I was just very present with it. And I'm also in an environment where people are very comfortable with just like sitting there crying in the corner or bursting into tears or talking or whatever, like that is all very normal. And so yeah, that was a powerful thing for me. But I would encourage anyone to get into doing the hero processing, the feel at work, so that when and if anything comes up, and it could be something that happened in the world that it's not even in your life. It could be an injury or something, an illness. Really,
or something small, right? Doesn't yep. It's not all going to be, you know, huge things like this. It could just be, you know, you're feeling a bit frustrated at work, or you're running
someone
late
stole
for the
your
bus.
Car.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, that's a big thing. Not if you're insured, maybe you get a new car. But like, it's working through this. So I wanted to bring your attention now to Neil Donald Walsh. He wrote the book Conversations with God, who I know that you are familiar with. And he says that the purpose of life is to get to know who you really are and to become that. So what are your thoughts? What are your feelings around that?
There are so many different definitions of the purpose of life. Seems like everyone has a view. I would say that there's an absolute wealth of truth in what he has said. And actually, you could look at the life purpose journey where you get a unique purpose, and it is going to help you to know yourself better than you could ever have known. And there's so much hidden unconscious stuff that we don't know. So there has to be a mirror to be held up to show you it. And, you know, the story that we just talked about your losing the baby and everything that came with that and the light that it brought, that showed you things about yourself that you didn't know. And you've been working on yourself for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest pattern, you know, that from your dad passing, you made a unconscious decision you weren't going to let anything good happen, has been affecting your life massively, probably more than anything else, for the last 20 years, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't mean nothing good's happened. Loads of good things have happened in my life, but there's been a ceiling.
Yeah, for sure there has. And
including just experiencing the amount of love that was available to me in my current relationship. Like, I feel more loved by Phil now than I did before. And I think he definitely feels a deeper connection with that as well. But I'm now open to receiving more love. And so, yeah, it's amazing, really.
And look, and it's not to say, by the way, it was also perfect that you had made that unconscious decision not to let yourself fully experience it, because that led to you doing a lot of deep work on yourself and looking at aspects and trying to work towards success and how you're going to build a successful coaching business and all of those big things and struggles around money at times, all of which showed you even more who you really are and how you really felt, and allowed you to change all of those things also, because you've
It's allowed me to be an amazing coach, because if I hadn't experienced those things and at the depth that I have experienced them, then where does empathy come from, right?
you've been to the depths of your soul and changed so much, and because of that, you're a great coach and you know what it takes sometimes, and you can hold people's energy because you've been broken many times in many different ways, right? As have I.
I like to experience different types of being broken just so that I can really
mix it up. Yeah,
it's so true that, like, I can imagine just before we come down and you know, incarnate as humans, we're like, oh yes, I'd like to be broken in all of these ways. I'm gonna bring that through to the earth. But yeah, probably something along those lines. But yeah, it is very grateful for I am very grateful for this, and it is very great for I don't judge. People come up and they're like, oh yeah, I'm feeling this has happened, and I'm like, cool, yeah, I felt that. I know what that's like.
Yeah. You often get clients say that, you know, no matter what they're going through, I've already been through it, and sometimes worse. And that puts people's mind at ease, actually. They quite like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think I would want to work with someone who has had a perfect life and has never been through anything. I'm sure they're amazing, but it's probably not the right coach for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm. So tell me just a little bit about, you say it can quite often come through in a couple of months, the purpose for somebody. Are they kind of then good to go? Do they end up, or do you sort of continue working through on different iterations with them? Like, how does it kind of work, and how do people work with you?
Yeah, so I work with people either in a group setting or one-to-one coaching. And the process is for one-to-one, it's a two-month process. For group coaching, it's a minimum of 3 months. And both ways are super effective. I'm also setting up a life purpose community group, which I'm really excited about.
Amazing.
That's going to reach a lot more people. It's going to be a really low priced entry point, £20 per month. Yeah. So everyone can do it if they're interested. And we're going to do similar processes that we do in the group coaching, but just with a much larger number of people. And look, you know, if I really am on my mission and my purpose is to get people talking about life purpose, we've got to start to increase the numbers, right? So so I'm really excited about that. To answer your question, so one-to-one is 2 months, at the end of which you will know your life purpose and be starting to work on it, or have started working on it. And you'll be in a much better place. We'll have worked through a lot of your day-to-day issues, kind of, you know, the day-to-day stuff around relationships, partners, home, work, fears, doubts, insecurities, am I worthy of this, and get you to a good place. And you'll be making changes to really start to fulfill your life purpose. And it's incredible. And my favorite thing is the life purpose moment when it drops in. And unfortunately, people seem to usually be on the bus or sitting at home watching TV when it drops in. But when they're in front of me, either online or face to face, then that's when you just see their eyes light up.
Mm.
And that energy is so palpable. It's like, oh, it just feels so good.
So exciting.
And then they're off, they're away, you know, they're on.
Yeah, I can just see like this, these lights lighting up around the world, people knowing what their purpose is. I mean, how amazing. Like, if you want to set up a business or a company, or you're in a school or something, and you have every single person involved in that is on their life purpose. Wow.
I mean, it's a complete game changer. And can you imagine the energy, like the buzziness that would be? Wow. I actually remember, so I used to own a recruitment company before I started coaching. And I remember going to IBM in London. They have a beautiful office on the South Bank of the River Thames. And I went into their reception area, and they were kind of partly hot desking. It was kind of like an office, but it was also like the cafeteria area. And the buzz in that area of enthusiasm and passion and people kind of getting together was so inspiring to me. And that's the kind of energy that I want to create. I want that buzz around life purpose. I want people talking about it. And if we can have an office like that, especially on South Bank, that would be crazy, right? But why not?
Amazing. And I suppose the other thing that that comes up is that if everyone was truly on their life purpose, there'd be no need for competition, right? Because you'd have certain people serving some people, certain people were meant to serve another person. And that's the law of abundance, really, is there is enough for everybody. We just have to be open to allowing that in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it would involve some, you know, some societal changes, but all of it would be positive.
Yeah.
I mean, the vision that this lady had, our friend Kim, just is so exciting and uplifting. And in it, a big part of it was they all held each other and they all supported each other. And it was absolutely in everyone's best interest to do so. Mm. And you've just got to think yourself, if you ever get in a situation where you're in a conflict, or you've said something nasty to someone, or someone says something nasty to you, what do you give back to them? You give, and what you give, you get back, and vice versa. So let's create a world where we're getting nice things back, you know, where we're doing good things for other people, and vice versa.
Yeah.
You couldn't beat it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so finally, how can people get in touch with you? What are your social medias?
Sure. So my website is adamtallamy.com. That's adamtallamy.com.
I'll put it down below as well. Also, do you have any like little maybe gifts you could give away?
Little gifts. I do have a little gift. So I'm going to do an offer for your listeners. The first five people who DM me after the show goes live will get a complimentary, completely free, with zero obligation taster session with me to get them started on finding and living their life purpose.
Wow.
It's an hour and a half session. And you'll get a load of benefit from it, and I'd be super excited to help some people. So please reach out, don't hesitate, just mention Penny Beal in your subject line and that you heard of the offer through the show, and if you're in the first five people, you will be coming on board. Quite exciting.
Yeah, a free 90-minute session. Amazing. Thank you so much. That'll be awesome. So definitely do that. If you're listening to this, just jump on straight away. Just as long as you are genuinely interested in discovering your life purpose and you have an intention to really move forward with it, doesn't mean you have to move forward St. Adam, but you have an intention that you're going to use it, because this is going to be a powerful session. And so we don't want them to just be wasted. We want you to use that session and then run with it, basically.
Love it. Love it. Thank you. That was very well said.
Awesome. Okay. All right. I will put your details below so that people can get in touch with you, and they just need to jump on, DM you, or send you an email.
Yeah. Either or, that'd be fantastic. Awesome. Whatever works best.
Thanks so much, Adam.
Thank you, Penny. That was amazing. Thanks so much.